Before we get into anything, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you so much for clicking on my podcast, and I hope that you stay to listen to the rest of it. I'm JJ. For all intents and purposes, I am living my dream, working and living in the city of Toronto with my pup Organicus. Now, that being said, anyone who's ever attained a dream knows that the one that you imagined in your head is totally a romanticized fantasy of what real life would be when you attain that dream. In your daydream, you can only ever see the good things, and it's way harder to imagine the new stresses and the new problems that you'll need to deal with when you get there. Some of the things you can expect to hear about: the current state of my life in approximately 5 minutes, which has its exciting moments, but most of the time is pretty boring. At the very least, you can be entertained by my perspective on it, because my friends sure are. Food. Probably my favorite topic of all time. So, nude food things that I've tried and loved, tried and hated, and of course the ones on my wish list. And more recent development, tips and revelations on my journey to live a less wasteful and more sustainable life. Worst case, or neutral case, no one will ever hear this, but best case, someone might feel inspired, or maybe they'll learn something, or maybe they'll just feel a little less alone after hearing about how I'm navigating my dream. Hey guys, so real quick before I forget, because I know I'm pretty rapid fire when I start mentioning things like people that I follow on Instagram or YouTube or a different product or a different restaurant, anything that I might mention that I can link to that might have additional resources that you might find interesting, I will always link those on my blog. So if you want more additional information on something that I mentioned in this episode, please make sure to head over to my website, jjgotthis.com, and you can look it up under the show notes for this episode. But please don't do that until you listen to the rest of this one.
Hello. So today I want to talk about something that I've never talked about before, obviously not on this podcast since this is episode 5, but also not on my blog or anything. I don't know why, because fashion styling is such a huge part of my life. Maybe it's such a huge part of my life that it like goes under the radar and I don't even notice it. For anyone who doesn't know, I did study fashion arts at Seneca College after studying kinesiology at York. So I can design clothes, and I have an industrial sewing machine, which unfortunately is currently at my parents' place because I do have room for it here, but I've kind of been lazy in terms of asking my brother to bring it here in his truck and booking the elevator and just dealing with all that nonsense. But anyways, yeah, point being, I like clothes and I like styling myself and other people if they let me. What I wanted to talk about today was developing your own personal style. And as much as I think my personal style is pretty evident, some people think it's weird, some people like it, whatever, the point is that I like it, I still find myself being attracted to all of the like YouTube videos and Pinterest boards and Instagram pics of people showing their own personal style. I think it's just because I'm interested in it as a whole, even though it may not pertain to me, I still like seeing what other people are doing. So, quick search of YouTube videos in terms of personal styling, I feel like 3 tips come up the most. One is to make a uniform. The second one is to stick to a color scheme. And third one, which I really like, is to make like a mood board or even use a Pinterest board of all of the different fashion elements that you like. And it doesn't even have to be fashion. It could be stuff from home design or building design, whatever. Just different images of things that inspire you, that make you feel good. So then you can find some way to incorporate that into your style. So first point about making a uniform. So I think it's important to note that making a uniform doesn't mean like, you know, thinking back to Catholic school that you have to wear your gray cardigan and your white button-down shirt and your kilt or black pants and black shoes. It's not like a uniform as in like a workwear or school uniform. It's more like you put together something that is kind of cookie cutter that you can then repeat through all of your outfits. And it could be something, yes, as overt in terms of a uniform as I'm always going to wear a blue button-down shirt and black pants or dark pants. But it doesn't have to be so deliberate and so structured. For example, I've been through quite a few different uniforms in the last couple years, and one of them was I am going to wear like a short sleeve button down and skinny pants or jeans. So that was like I had short sleeve collared button downs that were fitted in different colors, blue, grayish patterns. Some of them also had 3/4 length sleeves, but it was always some kind of button down cotton fiber shirt. And then my pants could have been jeans, could have been some other kind of pants, could have been leggings, but they were always skinny jeans and they were always dark, so black or blue. And that was my uniform for a while. Quote unquote short sleeve button downs, but any kind of pattern, and some kind of skinny pants in a dark color. And I would wear that to work. I would wear that out with my friends, but I would like accessorize it differently. So for work, I would probably wear a blazer. Sometimes I would wear a leather, obviously faux leather now, jacket. And I would wear with my boots. But maybe if I went out, I would like roll up the pants and I would wear them with the sandals. Maybe I would wear the buttons a little bit more open down when I went out with my friends as opposed to when I was at work. But that was pretty much my uniform for that time. And then another uniform that I would wear, and also important thing to remember, is that like this uniform can change. It can change because of seasons, because obviously I'm probably not going to wear summer dresses in the wintertime, or it can just change because like you feel like changing it and you're bored of your style. But the idea is that you have different style elements, different fashion elements that just make it easier for you to put together something that looks cohesive. So another uniform that I had was summer dresses. Obviously this was in the summertime, but some kind of summer dress with gladiator sandals. I had a couple different styles of gladiator sandals, some short, some tall. And then when I was in the office, I would wear with a blazer or some kind of little crop jacket because air conditioning. And then obviously when I was out and about, I just wouldn't wear that jacket if I didn't need it. Another kind of uniform that I had was, this was also in the wintertime, but I went through a stage where I had like, I don't know, 7 or 8 different cardigans, and they were oversized cardigans. So one of them was like a Letterman styled cardigan, and one of them was like all black, and one of them had the cold shoulder. But yeah, I would always wear, and they were oversized cardigans with a fitted shirt and then some kind of pants, again, probably skinny jeans or some kind of slim fit pant. Another uniform that I wore at one point was fitted short dress, body conscious dress, like kind of mini, probably sometimes midi length, but I would wear it with tights and with boots. I guess the point that I'm trying to make here is that a uniform doesn't have to be so bland. I think that a lot of times when you watch these videos and it's like, make a uniform, it makes it seem like, oh, it should always be button downs and pants. But while it can be button downs and pants, the button downs can be different colors, button downs can be different patterns, pants can be different styles, plus it doesn't have to be pants. Maybe it was a different kind of bottom, but the idea is that you can look at your closet and always be able to put something together. Then another one of the tips, color scheme. So color scheme doesn't have to be so limited, but I guess in its basic form, you could think, okay, maybe I'm just always gonna wear one color. Maybe that color is black, quote unquote color. Or maybe it's a few colors. Maybe it's black combined with a couple other colors. Or maybe it's going to be a color family. Like you're like, I'm just going to stick to neutral colors. Some examples of some color schemes that I've had. So when I was in my, I would say teenage and probably a little bit early 20s, I really liked baby pink and baby blue. Like I always had those colors. And it doesn't mean that I would have to be head to toe baby pink and baby blue, although sometimes it was. Like I had this short polo tennis dress from Guess. It was French Terry in pink, and I would wear it with my pink Reebok classics. I also had shell toes, Adidas shell toes, and I wore them with baby pink and baby blue laces. But so that was something that I would always have, but that doesn't mean that I was wearing head to toe baby blue and pink. I had like blue jeans on and a, I don't know, maybe a white sweater or something like that. But anyway, yeah, I had a thing. I used to have a thing for baby pink and baby blue. Since then, I've done other color schemes. I've done all black. I did that for a while when I got my first big girl job, but all black with any kind of color as a pop of color. Like, it could have been a pattern, so, like, I don't know, a plaid scarf, or it could have been a solid color, like, oh, I'm gonna wear, I don't know, red boots. Yeah, I did all black with a pop of color. Then I did blue, so it could be, like, different kinds of blue. It was, like, either a denim blue or navy or, like, a chambray colored blue combined with black and gray. Usually that meant, like, if my bottoms were blue, they were probably jeans. Other than that, it was probably black pants or gray pants with some kind of blue on top, or maybe black. And then I added in, I guess we're sensing a theme here. I feel like I've just matured the baby pink and baby blue, because then I was drawn to this dusty rose mauve color. So it's like pink, but it's not baby pink. It's pink with some gray in it. And so I had a couple like tops and dresses that were this mauve-y, dusty rose color, and I mix that in with my blue, black, and gray. I think now I'm kind of at the tail end of that, so I always, for like the last, I don't know, 7 years or so, have the black and the gray. There's a little bit of blue, there's a little bit of the dusty pink, and then I've also added in some hunter green. But the point of this is that when you have a color scheme, everything goes together. Everything looks cohesive, and it's easy for you to pick things to make your outfit for the day, and you look stylish but also effortless. The last tip that I find a lot on YouTube videos is that you can make a Pinterest board, and you can pin all of the different style elements that you like on it. So at the beginning of this, I talked about, you know, it doesn't have to be fashion elements, but maybe that makes it easier for you. So, you know, you just tag all the looks that you like. And then you can go back and look at that Pinterest board, and you will see, like, when I did this, I tagged some of the, like, same things over and over again. It wasn't the exact same item. Actually, some of them were the exact same item, like exact same picture of the same girl. You will see different things popping out at you. So when I did this, I found, and this is the style that I've kind of carried over for the last couple of years, I found that there was a lot of leather, faux leather, so whether that was like jackets or pants or even accessories. There was a lot of black, obviously, and there was a lot of texture, so I like cable knit or waffle knit or pleats, just some kind of texture in with the black and the gray. There was a lot of moto/biker styles, so any kind of like moto pant, like biker pant, you know, that has the tiny pleats or some kind of padding on it. A lot of gray, like I said, and a lot of red plaid. I feel like now my style is like a little bit of Canadiana and a little bit of moto/biker chic. Oh, and also a lot of boots and a lot of metal, so like different spikes or just metal kind of accessories, bangles, necklaces, and stuff like that. But yes, I really like the Pinterest board, because not only does it give you a whole picture, like an actual picture, it's not something in your mind that you're trying to describe, this is my style, this is what I like. You can see it right in front of you. It is tangible. And I like it because it means that when you're shopping, if you're doing online shopping, or if you're looking through racks, and I do this now where I look at my Pinterest board before I go shopping or before I go on a website, because then I have in my mind fresh what my style is. And as much as I like trends, I don't know, they usually don't work on me. I feel like I know what works on me, and I know what I like, and I want to try to stick to that. But it's easy to get caught up in the trends when they're right there in front of you when you go in the store, or right there in front of you on the website. So I like to take a look at my Pinterest board so that it's fresh in my mind what I'm looking for and what I want. And it makes it easier when I'm flipping through the racks, especially if I'm doing secondhand shopping, vintage shopping, because I'm like, okay, I am looking for anything black, anything gray, anything red plaid. So I'm flipping through the racks, and I'm like, no, black, okay. And then I kind of pull it out, and I'm like, oh no, I don't like that. Okay, flip, black, okay, I let me look at that. No, I don't like it. And I just keep going like that. And it feels like it's way faster for me to get through the whole rack than if I just went in with like the idea of, let me see what I can find. Because when I do that, or let me look and see what's on sale. Because when I do that, I almost inevitably end up coming out with something that I just got because whatever, it was kind of an impulse buy, or it was on trend, or it was on sale. But then it doesn't go with the rest of stuff that I have at home, number one. Or it really doesn't, like, it doesn't make me feel good when I put it on. Not to get all Marie Kondo on you, but not every article of clothing is gonna make me feel all like, woo, I feel so amazing. Like, a plain gray tank top is not gonna make me feel like a fucking unicorn when I put it on. But when I have my whole outfit on, maybe it's just because of one accessory that I'm wearing, and I'll get to that. But when I have my whole outfit on, I wanna feel like, yeah, I look good, I feel good, I'm ready to take on the day. I feel like those three tips are the most helpful takeaways from all of the content that I've consumed regarding how to find or develop your own personal style. So like I said, that you should make a uniform, two, that you should stick to a color scheme, and three, that you should make some kind of board, whether it's a mood board or a Pinterest board or just a bunch of photos that you've printed out from somewhere that encompass the style that you like, love, or want to emulate. But besides those tips, have fun and express yourself. Like, that's the point of fashion. That's the point of your outfit, that it's an extension of you. Now, it doesn't have to be, if you're not into fashion, if you don't care about it, that's fine. Then your outfit doesn't need to say anything about you. But if you like it even a little bit, like, why not use this canvas that you have to express yourself? Because, you know, not everyone has a traditional art form that they can use to express themselves. Maybe they can't paint or draw or make clothes, but you can dress yourself. So if you have that opportunity to make that art, I feel like, why wouldn't you do it every day, every single day, maybe multiple times a day if you can change your outfit. Every day you have an opportunity to make this art, use it. I feel like it doesn't always, again, like I said, but it can give people an idea of who you are before you even open your mouth. What I'm saying, you may take it as it means that you're dressing for other people, but I don't think that at all. I think that first and foremost, you dressed for you. When I'm wearing something I love, it makes me feel good. And even though once I walk out of the house and I probably don't come in contact with a mirror again, I don't see my outfit. But for the first part of my day, for the start of my day, I started my day, I put my outfit on, and I'm like, yeah, you look good. This is my armor, and I am ready to take on whatever the fuck the day wants to throw at me. So besides that, I also feel like, yes, you want to have fun, you want to express yourself, and you can do this if you always have at least one thing that is signature you, or you always do something to your outfit or a certain article of clothing that will make it unique to you. You don't have to do the second part, making a certain item of clothing more unique to you, but I like to do that because, I don't know, I hate when people have the exact same thing as me. And I am flattered when somebody's like, oh, where'd you get those shoes from? Or where'd you get that jacket from? Whatever. I'm flattered when they do that, and I tell them, but I don't like when people have the same thing as me. And so what I do instead is, when I do have something that is probably very likely that someone else can get easily, then I will do something to it to modify it to make it unique to me, or I will wear it in a certain way that makes it unique to me, or wear it with something else that makes it unique to me. So let me explain. First, let's talk about signature style. So there's a couple things throughout the years that have been a part of my signature style, and I would basically wear it with everything. Basically, quote unquote, wear it with everything, but everything that I could wear it with, I would. For example, leg warmers. I've had an obsession with leg warmers for a long time, and yeah, whenever I can wear them, I will wear them. Obviously not in the summertime, but if I could wear them in the wintertime all the time, whether it's with jeans or tights or whatever, I will wear them. I've also had a thing with puff sleeves. I feel like I still have a thing with puff sleeves. So like any jacket that had a puff sleeve, or a shirt, even if it was a long sleeve shirt or a short sleeve shirt, whatever, I love me a puff sleeve. And then I used to have a couple body chains. There was, like, if you don't know what a body chain is, it's a chain that, a very long chain that goes around your whole body. And it can be in, like, different patterns. But essentially, it, like, yes, it goes over your neck. And then it might crisscross over your torso and then go behind your back. And then it usually, like, clips together at the back of your back. And so you can imagine, like, you know, this can come in as many different varieties as you can get a necklace. So it might have gems or stones on it. It might be gold or silver. It might have like a lot of different like charms hanging off of it, etc. But yeah, I used to have a thing with body chains. So I would wear that with everything. So take, for example, when I said I was really into the whole button down polo shirts with some kind of fitted pant, jeans, whatever, I would wear my body chain over my button-down polo shirt or whatever shirt that I was wearing. And I did body chains for a while. Same with like when I wore those summer dresses, I would wear my body chain. Another thing that was one of my signature accessories, which still is, and I just got a new one, is a leather, full leather harness. So I would wear this at work. So I would wear, like I said, my button-down shirt and I would wear my harness, or I would wear my whatever jacket or sweater and I would wear my little leather harness over it. You could just Google leather harness if you want an example. The one that I got was from Forever 21 and I wore it for, man, like at least 4 years, I feel like. And I just got a new one from ASOS, which is a little more heavy duty. It's got a lot more hardware on it than my original one. But I've finally figured out the straps in a way that I like it. And on Christmas Day, I wore it over my red plaid button-down shirt with black leggings and my Roots leg warmers and my winter boots, obviously. But yeah, leather harness, that's kind of been one of my signature accessories for a little while now. Another thing that I wore for a couple years was this French terry jacket. It was a black jacket made out of French terry, so super, super soft. It was cropped. It had gold buttons down both sides on the front-facing plackets. And it, of course, had puff sleeves. So I wore this. I think I got it actually before I started fashion arts, but I wore it a lot during my fashion arts program, and I would wear it with like some kind of tight tank top and then like a short poofy skirt with boots and tights, or I would wear it with jeans. I wore that like so much. I was so sad when I just like, it just couldn't be washed anymore. Like it was in tatters. It was like fraying on the ends, and I'm so sad that I had to get rid of it. I haven't been able to find another one that looks like that, but it was also in the time where, and I still am obsessed with the costuming in both of these movies, but the Elizabeth movies, so Elizabeth 1 and 2, especially when I first went into fashion arts, I was obsessed with the fashion in those movies, and this jacket just reminded me of that aesthetic. Anyway, yeah, I wore that. I wore that for a long time. I wore it until it died. And then another of my signature style elements is boots. Like, I always wear boots. I will wear boots in the summertime. I wear booties in the house. Anything that I can wear boots with, like, I'll wear boots with a dress. And I don't mean, like, booties, which, yes, I have booties, but I mean, like, boots. I remember when I was in university, like, I would wear my winter boots to the bar. I know that sounds silly. You know what? That's me. I don't care. I would wear a short skirt and my winter boots had lots of fur on them. And you know what? You can laugh at me if you want to, but I was doing that. And then all these other fucking girls started doing it. And then I didn't like it anymore. But yeah, I have a thing with boots. I will wear them all the time. There is actually a picture of me from, I don't know, I feel like I was like three, maybe two or three, and it was my birthday. My birthday's in August, by the way, so it's summertime, but I got boots, winter boots, in preparation for the winter for my birthday. And this picture has little, I guess, three, like I said, three-year-old me with my winter boots on and a summer dress and my teddy bear in my hand. And that was the start of my obsession with boots, I think. But yeah, boots. I always have boots. Anyways, the point of this ramble is that, yes, you can have a uniform, you can have a color scheme, you can make a Pinterest boards of stuff that you like, but if you have these little signature elements that are like you, which, and yes, other people can have them, but they are unique to your style, the whole way that you put them together. So you don't necessarily need to have a whole color scheme. You could just always wear boots, always wear leg warmers, and always in quotes, okay? Like, use your discretion. Or always have things with puff sleeves, or always have a body chain. These are things that I do. You don't have to do the same things as me. In fact, please, don't do the same things as me. Yeah, just like different elements that are inherent to your signature style and that also make you feel good. I think you can tell by the way that I am excitedly talking about all of these things, that these different accessories make me feel good. So whether I was wearing them with track pants or whatever it was, or even if I didn't have my color scheme or I didn't have my uniform or it wasn't something on my Pinterest board, but these signature elements were a part of me and an expression of me and made me feel good in my entire outfit. So then the other thing that I said, and you don't have to do this thing, but this is something that I do, is I will make things that other people can have unique to me. So I think I did this before, I started doing this like when I was younger, but well, where other people started to notice it was when I started cutting up my cheer shirts. So let me explain. When I was cheering at York University, every year, we would come up with a new cheer t-shirt. So it was the t-shirt for that year that we would probably wear to all of the events. Sometimes there would be more than one shirt for the year. And when we would go out to events, we were supposed to wear cheer clothing, any of the t-shirts. Luckily, if you had been a part of the team for a couple years, then you had multiple t-shirts that you had from previous years that you could choose from. If it was your first year, sorry, shit out of luck, you just had one or two shirts to choose from. But I was like, when we got to the second year and then I had extra shirts, which were no longer the shirt of that year, I felt like, well, I always felt like this, but I was like, I don't want to wear my t-shirt to the bar. Like, yes, I want to wear my t-shirt. I want to represent my team, but I don't want my shirt to look exactly like everyone else's. People would do different things to their shirt. You know, they would tie them so that their tummy was showing and roll up the sleeves. Some people even would like, you know, slash it up so that there was holes in it, or cut the shoulder out so to make it an off the shoulder. And those were all really cute and all really fine. But I felt like, well, now if I do the same thing, then it defeats the purpose. I still had the same shirt as somebody else. So I was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I took my shirt from the previous year and I cut I cut the front panel on it that had the printed design. And then I got some other excess fabric that I had, some white lace, some like black fabric that I had from wherever. And I did a bunch more panels and I basically made a corset, and then I added bra straps to it and then added loops so that I could lace up the back. And this was prior to me studying fashion arts, obviously, because I was at York studying kinesiology at the time. And prior to me even learning how to use my mom's sewing machine. So I hand sewed all of these panels. And there was like, 1, 2, 3. I think there was like 7 panels. So there was like 7 panels and I had hand sewed all the seams. I hand sewn like lace trimming around the outside. And yeah, I wore it to the bar. And of course everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, so super excited. Probably a little bit envious, but yeah, it took me a lot of time, but I felt like, I feel good. Like, I feel good now. Yes, I am representing my team, but I am also representing me. And so that kind of became a tradition. And every time that we had to go out somewhere, I would do something to one of my previous shirts. And it came to the point where then some of my other teammates would ask me to do stuff to their old shirts. And I did them, but then I had to make them so that they weren't exactly the same as mine. And when I went to Power Cheer Toronto after York, I did the same thing for the after party after Nationals. I cut up a shirt, and by this point, I had learned how to use my mother's domestic sewing machine. And so, you know, it was much better quality and the seams were a lot straighter, but like, not that anybody really noticed in the dark of the bar when everybody was drunk. But yeah, this was kind of the start of me thinking that I could potentially professionally alter my clothes so that even if someone had the exact same item that I had, it wouldn't look the same on them because I had altered mine. So anyway, that's kind of where it started. And from then on, I would do that to different things that I thought there was a chance that other people could have. Case in point, most recently, I got the Drayden leather jacket from Matt and Nat. I got it from The Imperative. And I was like, okay, like, this is a really cool jacket. Like, the fit on this jacket is so good. The styling on this jacket is so good. There's going to be other people with my same jacket. And I think that's great. I want other people to buy this vegan leather jacket for Matt and Nat. But I don't want them to have my exact same jacket. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put some pins on it. But like lots of people put pins on their jacket. And I could have even like, you know, done some kind of like rhinestones or something, some kind of pattern. But I didn't want it to be that flashy. I thought about like doing spikes on the sleeves. But again, like I said, I didn't want it to be that flashy. I just wanted it to be something subtle. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to get some pins. But like, I didn't want to get pins that there was a good chance that somebody else would have those pins and put on them. So instead, I had these, I have a shit ton of fucking stud earrings. And I had a bunch of nautical looking stud earrings. So like, one was like a little wheel. And then like a rope bow or something like that. Just like a bunch of different like nautical, oh, and an anchor. A bunch of different nautical themed pins. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna put these pins on my jacket. And it may be something small, but I was like, yeah, I didn't want to get heavy into like studs or putting too many things on it so that in case I didn't like it at some point and then wanted to take them out and then the holes would be there. But yeah, I was like, okay, I'm not going to use pins. I'm going to use earrings because yes, somebody else might put pins on their jacket and then there would be a chance that they would have the same pins as me, but nobody is going to have the same earrings as me and put the earrings on their Drayden Matt and Nat jacket. So yeah, that's what I did. Anyway, other things that make your style, your outfit unique is other things that actually don't have anything to do with your clothes. So, for example, your hair. Like, name a color, any color. My hair has been that color at one point in time. So I feel like my hair is like a signature thing that is me. My natural hair that is usually some kind of unnatural color. And also my industrial ear piercing. So I usually, wherever possible, wear my hair in such a way that that ear, it's on my left ear, is exposed so that you can see my piercing. And my glasses. So I don't remember a time when I've had plain glasses. I usually get some kind of funky glasses because they're going to be a representation of me and then they become a part of my whole style. So even if I was wearing all black, you can see my funky glasses and my colored hair. Also my forearm tattoo. So on my left forearm, I have a portrait of my grandmother, and I usually wear my clothes wherever possible so that the tattoo can be exposed. Because again, like, I feel like that's part of my whole aesthetic. You have my hair, you have my glasses, my industrial ear piercing, and my tattoo. Whew, that was, I feel like I was on a huge rant there. But the point is that style, fashion, it shouldn't be complicated. It shouldn't be complicated at all. It shouldn't make you like stressed. You shouldn't be like looking in your closet being like, I have nothing to wear. I feel like if you do that, it probably means you don't have enough pieces that you really like. So if you're looking in your closet and you're like, I don't have anything to wear, it really means I don't have anything that I love. It shouldn't be that hard. It should be fucking easy. First question, what do you like? What makes you smile every time you put it on? And whatever that is, start there. Yo, if you're still here, thank you. Seriously, everyone knows that I rarely give out cookies. But if you're still here, fuck. You can have all of the cookies that are buried in the bottom of my cold, black heart. And if for some reason, you just can't get enough of me, cause I'm so cute and wise, kidding, not really. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at j.elle_ _. That's three underscores. Or at jjgotthis.com. And I'll see you next week.